This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
All right, welcome back in to The Drive. Clint's out. Luke is in the building. Tyler is here as well. If you're looking at us at YouTube and Twitch, you see our beautiful faces. Those of you on the Jim Adler, the Texas Hammer text line, you can join in and be a part of the show, 713-572-4610. We appreciate that news that Tyler just said in my ear on our way coming back in. Aaron Rodgers has left the Pittsburgh Steelers facility without a deal in place. All right. All right.
We do not care.
Who needs the other one more?
Steelers.
You think the Steelers need him more?
It's that simple.
Assuming Rodgers wants to
go to the Giants, I guess.
If Rodgers can seriously consider retiring, then certainly the Steelers. If he is set on no matter what, I got to play this year.
It's Rodgers, right?
Then yeah, right, because that's a lot better option than the Giants.
Yeah, interesting. I think everybody just assumed that gets done because I don't know what the other options are, but
right.
Yeah, I mean, not that I don't know what the other options are, but it seems like. It seems like the Steelers are in the business of trying to win it now, right? It feels like
should be.
You know, going to get DK Metcalf and things of that nature. So it would seem to make sense it'd be Rodgers over whatever else is out there, since they didn't get like Sam Darnold or anything like that. Would think so. Guess keep an eye on that, because that'd be obviously another AFC team that was in the playoffs, and depending on how you view it, would be an improvement over the quarterback that play they had last year. Although Aaron Rodgers, I would say more times last year, Russell Wilson may have been a better quarterback than Aaron last year and here of late. So that's the latest there with the Steelers and Aaron Rodgers. Many people expect that to happen. All right, as the boys on In the Loop said, yes, the Astros, they are less than a week away from starting this season, starting a quest.
I'm so excited!
Of trying to win the AL West again and get to the postseason and get back to the ALCS. And the big story is the Altuve situation. And
I'd say so.
Yes, as yesterday... Tyler said he is in full freak. He's in full freakout mode.
Yep,
which I think is a little aggressive. I mean, we haven't started the season, but
got a left fielder can't catch pop ups, man.
He had two back to back days where he had plays that you would expect some of the kids at your travel team or your elite team to be able to make, but. We'll see. I think freakout mode probably starts within the season. You know what I'm just really interested in? Who is the one that pushed this from the jump? Do we have any idea? Do you think
I kept it real as a true professional myself.
Okay, so you think it's Dana? I guess
it's Dana's show.
Like, but he's the one that pushed this because clearly, like, it was this. It wasn't just a Bregman thing. This was clearly now the plan. And I just wonder who is the main pusher that believes this is the thing that gives us the best chance to win. Because right now, I think there's a huge argument against it. But I just wondered, like,
that was a no-brainer for me.
Who felt like this is the best chance? I don't think it's Joe Espada. I don't think it's Jim Crane, is it? Like, it's got to be Dana, right? Is it Dana that is the pusher of this?
If not Dana, somebody else that got in his ear from the front office. I think it's a front office decision. I don't think it's Altuve that originated this idea. I don't think it's the owner, manager.
What do you think Altuve
better not be Bagwell.
Where do you think Altuve wants to play?
Second base.
Yeah, if I was Altuve, I think I'd want to just stay at my position at second base.
I mean, because he's really gone in with this.
He's created a Hall of Fame career over at that position. That's got to be it.
Yeah, I give him props for doing it because, I mean, the easy comp is like Rafael Devers is the other big story of the offseason, a guy who doesn't want to change positions. You know, most guys wouldn't want to. And he's been all team first all the way and you know, all gung-ho about it. So I give Altuve props in that regard that he didn't seem to put up a fight or anything. I'm not as worried about him in left field. I think he'll be okay. Those dropped fly balls are embarrassing, but I think it's one of those where the surgery was successful, but the patient still died, where he did all the right things.
Oh, Jesus.
I think he just got a little distracted by the runner tagging up. But, you know, I thought he read the ball well. He had a good jump to the ball. He got behind it. He set himself up and then maybe just took his eyes off. So I think those are things that he'll improve with reps. He had a nice catch in the gap. Was that yesterday, 2 days ago?
Yeah.
So
See, Tyler?
I think he'll be fine out there, but to answer your question, I think it's a front office thing. Either someone like in the analytics department or maybe Dana himself, but you know, from that portion of the organization.
Do you agree with that? Do y'all agree with that, that this is the thing that gives them the best chance to win?
I think long-term, it gives them the opportunity to field the best starting lineup.
Yeah, that might be it. Like, that might be the, like, because I don't fault them if that's what they sat down and said, all right, this right here, we're doing this and we're going for it because we look at this and we think Jose out there with how the other dominoes will fall gives us the best chance. I am not there yet. I'm not saying that they're dead wrong on it. I'm not convinced of that yet. I'm a bit surprised that that's where they arrived, especially with what is there. Like, because if Bregman was there, right, in my mind, now I can see, okay, all right, I can understand why you're saying to yourself, or Nolan Arenado or something like if there was somebody else there where you're like, where it's not Dubon that's playing second base, right? Mm-hmm. Is there somebody else that's there where you're like, hey, all right, I can see how this is a lineup that is, you know, a lineup that's, you know, kind of pushing up closer towards the Astros' heyday in this golden era of lineups where it's, you know, it's a guy back to back to back to back to back that'll kill you until you get to Reddick. Like I can understand that, but I don't.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen, alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I don't get the sense of the feel of that right now, that it completely, clearly makes it better.
No, I don't think right now, although, you know, the alternative is what, like Ben Gamel out there or Jordan out there, which they don't want to do, so... Yeah. I think it's almost out of necessity at this point, or maybe a commitment to the bit after the whole Bregman and Arenado thing, and they're just like, we'll just keep him out there. But I think that's why I said long-term, because I think once Cam Smith's ready, you just slot him into third and move Paredes over to second, who defensively has been a better defensive player at second than any other position in the infield. And then I think that's where you have your best at least 1-9 batting lineup. And if Altuve can figure out the outfield, maybe even better from a fielding perspective than where you were to start the year or last year. So that's why long-term, I think it's the better play. Opening day, it may not be the best roster, the best 1-9
option. We will certainly see. I'm disappointed in Tyler. I just took that. I mean, very, very quick shot at Josh Reddick, and he didn't even pick it up.
I thought I heard you say Reddick, and I was like, where is this gone? Because I was editing back here.
And I took it. I'm sure. I hope Megan's listening. Hope that really pissed her and Linda off.
Woo!
Those big Josh Reddick fans. Yeah, we have to get into that Josh Reddick story.
Yeah, he didn't have to have his shirt off for my wife.
Yep.
Say what now?
We'll get to that at some point.
All right. Serious, Luke. Shirtless for my freaking wife.
Coming up. The next, and it's already started today, and I'll have to check and see what he's doing, but this could be a huge, huge change in one of the most popular, or hoping to be, again, one of the most popular sports in America. We'll discuss that coming up next.